The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yabarakatua le aranduka santa abaya. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
We are here for you, O Lord.
Jesus.
Touch our lives. Align us, O God.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, musicians. You have done well. Let's clap for them. Sorry for the last song I raised. It is my voice. So I gave the pianist problem in selecting the key. My voice was not proper. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
I welcome each and every one of you
Oma Obibia Ababa
to our 3 nights of divine alignment. For a triumphant exit into a glorious entry. Welcome you to 3 nights of divine alignment. For a triumphant exit into a glorious entry. I welcome those of you who are online, Facebook. Beloved, we are here to prepare and align ourselves. A year is 12 months. According to the Gregorian and the lunar calendar. But within the 12 months, we know that a woman takes 9 months to deliver a baby. Pregnancy stays, or the baby stays in the womb for 9 months. So 9 months is a lifetime. 12 months is another lifetime. That we break out from a certain season into another season. The year 2023 will never come again. But how you exit 2023 will determine how you enter 2024. It is in 2023 that you birth your 2024. You don't wait until you enter. That is why what you do in these last days, very, very, very important. We also in the season of heightened spiritual activities. We are in the season of heightened spiritual activities. I was just shown an accident that occurred in Accra here, Awoshi Junction.
A
only the maid survived. Everybody died.
Just
in Accra, here, inside. So you see, why now? It is because blood is needed to review a renewed covenant. Demonic and satanic covenants.
Adam and Satan apam.
Blood is needed. Human blood, animal blood, sacrifices for the people in darkness. They need these things to renew covenants so that they can continue to possess things that they are possessing. So that they can continue to maintain their positions. So that they can take over in the coming year. Look, this world, when you are born here,
it's
warfare. If you sit down and look, somebody wants to renew the covenant to ensure that he or she is standing against in your life. That your marriage should not come on. Your childbirth should not come on. Somebody is renewing the covenant. So that thing will continue. For the person to see you still crying. That is why if you are a Christian, the child of God, you don't also take things for granted. That is why these 3 days of alignment. Let me tell you, Christianity is sacrifice. Go to China. And see what Christians are going through. I read a book written by Chip Hill. I think it is in my Bible. It's a book. There are 3 books I have in my Bible. Whenever my spirit is down, they are just booklet. When I pick it and I read, my spirit is revived. This book by Chip Hill. You can't get it. It's the mantles of the anointing. Discovering and flowing in your mantle. People travel 600 kilometers to his church. 600 kilometers. How many kilometers have you traveled to this place? When you go to China, one Bible, they will tear it into pieces, page, chapter by chapter, and share. When you finish reading this chapter, you give it to another person, then you exchange. If you know what people are going through to save Christ, you are just here. You say, I'm tired. I don't have data.
Me need data.
I didn't close early. So and so. Christianity is sacrifice. It is warfare. If Jesus had also given those excuses, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. He didn't have a place to sleep. He said, foxes have holes. But the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. He became poor so that you and I will become rich. Christianity is an altar. Every altar is sacrifice. You sacrifice your time. You sacrifice your body. You sacrifice your money. You sacrifice your sleep. You sacrifice everything. And you see, when it is a sacrifice, that is when it produces results. When it is a sacrifice, when God sees that, this one, you should have been sleeping. But you said no. 1980 something, I think 89.
Second,
where Despite used to sell his cassette. Now the place has changed. When you walk from PNT, you turn right that way there. Inside there, there is a mosque or a place where our brothers, the Muslims, pray. I was walking our passage there. When this Muslim was trying to pray, when he started, I don't know, he will fall. He will lie there for some When I got there, I was watching. He stood again the third time. On the ground, he said, "Mpaibo we." Then he stood up. I learned something from that point. This prayer,
I will pray.
That is sacrifice.
We are for a ball.
That prayer, God will answer it. Even though it's through a different God. That's sacrifice. So, beloved, I welcome you to 3 nights of divine alignment. We are here to align ourselves. For a triumphant exit. Into a glorious entry. Or into a glorious year. Thank you very much, bandsmen and singers. I like the way things started today. Thank you, our control room
officer.
Thank you, our media team. This is the way I like things to begin. You can. Our brother was singing here. Congratulations! You have a very good voice. You are doing well. We need to set our attention on him and bring him up well and encourage him and others. And the entire singers and bands. Please turn your Bibles with me to 1 Samuel chapter 7 from verse 3. 1 Samuel 7 from 3. I just want us to read some scripture. I will not comment so much on them. Scripture that talks about moving from one place to another. The preparation that needs to be made.
1 Samuel chapter
7. Let me read from verse 2 and then to 4. It was a long time, 20 years in all, that the ark remained at Kiriath Jearim. And all the people of Israel mourned and sought after the Lord. And Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, "If you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts, then rid yourselves of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth and commit yourselves to the Lord. And serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines." So the Israelites put away their Baals and Astoreth and served the Lord only. Say, we are here tonight to put away. Say, we are here tonight to put away. Say, certain things must drop. Say, some things must drop. Say, we need to cast some things down. Say, some things should not follow us into 2024. We are here to cast down. We are here to drop. We are here to detach ourselves. When you go to Genesis 35, it
is
similar scripture is there. Genesis 35. From 1 to 7. Genesis 35, 1 to 7. It is not a preaching time, it's a prayer time. I'm just going to read the scripture sent. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there. Say, we are going into 2024. Say, God says we should go into 2024. Then God said to Jacob, go up to Bethel and settle there and build an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you were fleeing from your brother Esau. So Jacob said to his household and to all who were with him, get rid of the foreign gods you have with you, and purify yourselves and change your clothes. Then come, let us go up to Bethel, where I will build an altar to God, who answered me in the day of my distress. Say, God will answer you in the day of your distress. Say, God is about to answer you. Say, God is about to answer you. And who has been with me wherever I have gone? Verse 4, so they gave Jacob all the foreign gods they had and the rings in their ears, and Jacob buried them under the oak at Shechem. Then they set out, and the terror of God fell upon the towns all around them, so that no one pursued them. 6, Jacob and all the people with him came to Luz, that is Bethel, in the land of Canaan. There he built an altar, and he called the place El Bethel, because it was there that God revealed himself to him when he was fleeing from his brother. Say, God will reveal himself to us in the year 2024. So we are here to prepare ourselves to enter 2024, the year of revelation. Amen.
Amen.
Judges chapter 6. Verse 11 to 26, Judges chapter 6.
11
to 26, Judges
6.
The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak tree in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abizarite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. But say, Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our fathers told us about when they said, did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt? But now the Lord has abandoned us and put us into the hand of Midian. The Lord turned to him and said, go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? 15. But Lord, Gideon said, how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites together. Gideon replied, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I'll wait until you return. Let me say something here. You see that the Lord didn't reject the offering. He said, wait until I build an altar and sacrifice. Until I bring you an offering. The Lord didn't reject the offering. Christianity is according to your faith. It's according to your conviction. It's according to the revelation that God has given you. So verse 19, Gideon went in, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour, he made bread without yeast, putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock, and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. With the tip of the staff that was in his hand, the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire fled from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread, and the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, ah, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. But the Lord said to him, peace, do not be afraid. You are not going to die. 24. So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, the Lord is peace. To this day, it stands in Ophrah of the Abyssrites. 25:26. That same night, the Lord said to him, take the second bull from your father's head, the one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Then build a proper kind of altar to the Lord your God on the top of this height, using the wood of the Asherah pole that you cut down. Offer the second bull as a burnt offering. Amen.
Amen.
Say, we are here
Yewaha.
To pull down any other altar. And to build a new altar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lastly, Luke chapter 8.
Luke ahoma itin watching.
From verse 22 to 25. Luke chapter 8.
Luke ahoma itin watching.
From verse
22 to 25.
One day Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and set out. Say, we are crossing over. Say, we are crossing over. And we are entering the boat of prayer. We are entering the boat of prayer. We are entering the boat of prayer. We enter the boat of prayer. Verse 23. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we are going to drown. He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, who is this? He commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him. Amen.
Amen.
You see, why did they meet the storm? The storm wanted to stop them. You understand why that storm? It was not an ordinary storm. It was a demonic storm. How do I know? Because of what they met at the gathering when they got to the other side. The Bible said that when they stepped out, they met a demon-possessed man from the town. Nobody could bind this man. And the man shouted at the top of his voice, "What do you want with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, don't torture
me."
For Jesus had commanded the evil spirit to come out of the man. Many times it has seized him. And though he was chained hand and foot and kept under guard, he had broken his chains and had been driven by the demon into solitary places. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?"
Legion.
He replied, because many demons had gone into him. And they begged him repeatedly not to order them to go into the abyss. A large herd of pigs was feeding there on the
hillside.
The demons begged Jesus to let them go into them. And he gave them permission. When the demons came out of the man, they went into the pitch. And the head rushed down. They
slipped
back into the lake and was drowned. When those standing in the pitch saw what had happened, they ran off and reported this in the town. And the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demon had gone out, sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed in his right mind, and they were afraid. This, you see, the devil didn't want Jesus to go and deliver this man. So on the way, a storm came to sink them. But Jesus arose and rebuked the storm. Let me put it these two ways. Jesus was going to meet somebody's need. Some of you are sitting here. Your destiny helper has been released to come. Somebody is watching me online. Your destiny helper has been commanded to come to you. But there is a storm. There is something that is preventing your destiny helper. And to this man, a helper was coming. But the helper was being prevented. So two ways. The one that has been sent, and the one to whom somebody has been sent. Both of them had a need. Beloved, as we cross over into 2024, into the new year, we must ensure that everything is working well. We must deal with any storm that may prevent our destiny helpers. We are here to deal with certain things. This is the meaning of alignment. This is the meaning of alignment. Say, my Father in heaven, I am here tonight to align myself. I am here to align myself. I am here to align myself. Begin to declare right now. I am here to align myself. I am here to align myself. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. You know, when you see the Genesis 35 that we read, verse 1 to 7, and 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 3 to also 7, they had to throw away some things before they left for Bethel.
And Bethel.
Samuel called the Israelites and said, we are about to meet God. Everybody make sure that you throw away that which will not please God. Jacob also said to his household, we are about to go to Bethel. Everybody make sure that you cast away. Let me tell you. 1st January 2024, nothing will change. The sun will not change its direction. The air you breathe will not change. Look, nothing will change. But you must change. The change must be determined by you. There are some things that should not follow you into 2024. Some mindset. some habits,
and the AB,
some spiritual battles, some things should not. Remember when the Israelites left Egypt? After the last plague, when God said to Moses, there is yet one last plague, that one, Pharaoh will let you go. And when that plague came, the death of the firstborn, Pharaoh called Moses, say, you people, leave quickly, else all of us will die. After they left, after some time, Pharaoh and his army said, what foolish thing have we done? Who will serve us a day? We have allowed these people to leave. Let's follow them. Look, there are some things that are determined to follow you into 2024. To make your 2024 like any other year. But within these 3 days, we are going to say, no way. You cannot follow me. No way. No way. No way. You cannot follow me. No way. You cannot follow me. Say, my Father in heaven, I declare, whatever baggage that must drop, whatever baggage, whatever load, that I must drop, in my life, that I must drop, that I must drop, I drop it now, I drop it now, I drop it now, I drop it now, I drop it now. Holy Spirit, help me to drop it, help me to drop it. I drop, I drop, I drop, I drop.
Holy Spirit, help me to drop it. 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 Help me to drop it. Holy Spirit, help me to drop it. Holy Spirit, help me to drop it. I drop. I drop. I drop. I drop. I drop. I drop it. I drop. I drop it. 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 Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to drop it. 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 Yes, drop it. Holy Spirit, help me to drop it. I drop. 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 I drop it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name. Yes, so God. Yes,
help me, pray with all your attention. This next prayer. Listen to me. We are beginning with ourselves. We are going to ask the Holy Spirit. Show me the baggage that I must drop. Offenses. Anger. Unforgiveness. If you know things that neutralizes people, you have no idea. This is what you call self-deliverance. Say self-deliverance. See, those who are running on prayer camps.
They
hear a prayer here. They run there. Because there is a great prophet here. There is
also,
let me tell you. There are some things in you. When they give way, your deliverance comes automatically. Because those are the things that are channels to the spirit that are fighting you. Some of us, we are carrying some pain. Look, pain is not easy. Pain. I know what pain of heart is. I know what offense is. I know what unforgiveness is. I tried to poison my father when I was in Bible school. But God didn't allow me. And in that pain, God said I should give him a gift. I kept the gift for 3 weeks. Clothes that were brought from America. By our principal, the late Bonnie. Each student should come and pick. Three or four, 5,000 shirts, belts. I pick what I think fits me. The Lord said, go and give it to your father. I say, I bind that spirit. In fact, I bound that voice for 30 minutes. But I knew it was God. I kept the things for 3 weeks. I said, that man, that wicked man, I wanted to poison him. Because he was on me too much. He was spoiling my name. Everywhere. Just because. I say I was going to Bible school. I am not going to medical school. The day I went to him, immediately I appeared. He met me with anger. You see what the devil does? What is it? You are here for us. Are you not the one say God has called you? What do you want here? We have nothing to give you. At that time, the devil said, you see, but then the Holy Ghost helped me. I said, oh, Papa, I have some things for you.
Oh, Papa, you may be the bro.
He said, hey, what is it?
I said,
I said, oh, they are in this said, you two, what can you give me? I gave the bag to him. When he opened, he started removing. He said, oh,
hey,
these things, fine. Where did you get them from? Immediately, something like a stone, I heard in my ears, boom!
Bam!
Something fell out of
me.
From that day.
If he said, no.
That bitterness.
Say, no.
That pain was gone.
Say, no.
Let me tell you.
My main control.
As long as you carry those things.
Na,
into 2024. Your 2024 will end like any other year. There are some things that must drop now. Say, my Father in heaven. Let the Holy Ghost power. Reveal to me. The bucket that I must drop. 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 I want to know. I want to know. I want to know. Pray, 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 pray.
I want to know. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Do you hear churches pray like this?
What is sense of me ever on pay say?
You just go, you receive your miracle. You receive this. It is true. But as long as some things are there, the miracle will not land. We are going to pray it again. As we are even doing this, whatever the Holy Spirit will prompt you, no matter how difficult it is, the moment you say, Holy Spirit, help me. Look, the Holy Spirit is our present help in trouble. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit,
you are my present help.
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 In these days, Holy Spirit,
help me.
Help me.
Help me
to know the baggage that I must drop. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me. Let me know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage
I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop.
Help me to know the baggage I must drop. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Psalm 46 verse 1. Psalm 46 verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in times of trouble. An ever-present help. Why are the prophetic words not working? Why are the declarations not working? Not only from the pulpit here, but the words that you yourself you are holding on to. There is something within you that must drop. As we are praying, be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Look, the there are some things. If I tell you that it is easy, it is not. That's why Psalm 46 verse 1 is saying, He is our present, ever-present help. In my former church, I had to hit my chest and say, Holy Spirit, this sister, help me.
Holy Spirit, help me.
I don't know why my senior pastor sent her to me to pray for her. Because I know the lies she has spoken about me. That was 1988. She lied about me. I started hitting my eyes. Holy Spirit, help me. I can't. I can't. Holy Spirit, help me. Before I realized, some peace and joy. Just rose up within me.
Sorry, anymore.
And that day,
Nasada no.
She got her deliverance.
Amen.
She got her deliverance.
Amen.
Many years.
Amen.
People have prayed for her. But that day before me, she got her deliverance.
Amen.
So look, you need the Holy Spirit to help you. Say Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Say my Father in heaven. I need your help.
I need your help.
I need your help. Anything that I need to drop, any luggage, any baggage, I need to drop. Holy Spirit, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me, help me.
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
Offenses,
unforgiveness, pay, offenses, unforgiveness, pay, anger,
Help me,
in the church here, there are some people you don't want to see. God opened my eyes to see the way people are living in the church here. I was surprised. How people are envious about some people. And out of envy, they are hating them. They haven't done them anything. In the house of God. Say, Lord, even in this house, help me to forgive some people.
Help me to forgive
in my family. Help me to forgive some people. At my workplace, help me to forgive some people. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord,
help me.
Lord, help me.
Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now we are entering warfare. Say warfare.
Warfare.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Anything.
Anything
that is going to frustrate,
that is going to frustrate,
slow down,
or still,
my 2024, let it die now,
let it die now,
let it die now,
let it die now,
let it die now, anything in me, anything
outside me,
anything in me, and
outside me,
that is going to frustrate.
Slow down.
Still. My 2024. Let it die now.
Let it die now.
As I clap my hands. Let it die now. Let it die now. Let it die now. Let it die now. Let it die now.
Shakata.
Ipaka. Let it die. My 2024, let it die. Anything in me, anything outside me, let it die. 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 Let it die.
Let it die.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say, my Father in heaven,
my Father in heaven,
you know what I don't know.
You know what I don't know.
You see what I cannot see. Jesus Christ.
Yes, Christ.
You are the same yesterday. Today and forever.
And then forever.
You already know 2024.
When you know
anything in my life.
Within
me.
Be more.
And outside me.
And outside so.
That is going to frustrate.
Going to frustrate.
Slow down. Or steal away. My 2024. I say. Let it die now. Let it die now. Let it die now. Whatever it is within me and outside me that is going to frustrate or slow down or steal away or block your blessings in my life in 2024 as I clap my hands. Let it die. Lord, let it die. Let it die.
Lord,
let it die.
Lord, let it die.
I cannot see it, but you see it.
Lord,
I don't know it, but you know it.
Lord, let it die. Lord, let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Let it die. Yes, I am. Yes, to God. Lord, let it die. 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 Yes, to Lord. 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 Let it die. 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 Let it die.
Had a call from somebody in Kenya.
Understand
there is three hours difference, eh? He was giving me a testimony. When were we praying, I shared that thing that 1989 or so, I saw a dream when I was trying to pluck some pawpaw, and then a hand came to hit. Last Monday.
Yeah.
Monday,
Christmas.
Fine.
Day.
He said he was following.
And
when I said that, he also remembered that when he was 12 years old, he had a dream that they went fishing.
So
and then they cast the hook.
Now,
and his hook caught a very big fish.
Why
he was pulling it?
Also,
he doesn't know how it happened. Before he realized, he was holding the friend's empty hook. And his hook has entered with the fish in the friend's hand. That was the dream he had when he was 12 years old. And he has been thinking. But the moment I shared that dream that I had in
1989,
on
25th, that was
the breaking hour, when there was a ripe purple, big one with my name on it, something was pushing me to go and pluck it. Just as I was about to touch it, a hand from nowhere hit my hand. And I woke up.
And I'm sorry.
He said, immediately I said that. When it was 5 years, it was 8 a.m. in Kenya. So he was following. Immediately I said that. He remembered that dream he had 12 years
ago.
So he decided to fast. He has been fasting.
No, yeah,
and do you know the dream he had? Last night. He had a dream. That they went fishing.
So almost
and as they went fishing, when he got there, this one, it was the net that he
caught.
Whilst he was waiting for the fish to enter his net, others whose nets were already full and pulling, before he realized, all their nets came into his net.
Wow.
There was a restoration. There is a restoration in the house. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, or the enemy cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal and to destroy. We want to make this declaration right now. On the basis of this dream, there is a restoration. Every blessing of mine that Satan has stolen and give it to his children, let those blessings expire in the life of his children and then come back to me. Let them expire there, but come alive in my life. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, every blessing of mine that the devil has stolen and give it to his children, let those blessings of mine
expire
in the life of the devil's children and come alive in my life. Come alive in my life. Come alive in my life. Clap your hands and pray. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive.
Come alive in my life.
In Jesus' name, I declare in the house any blessing that has been swapped,
Jesus.
Anything that is meant for you, but the enemy has taken it and given it to his children,
Jesus.
Let it die.
Amen.
Let it expire.
Jesus.
In the life of the devil's children.
Jesus.
And let it come alive in your life.
Amen.
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 Let it come alive in your
Amen.
Life.
Amen.
Because it is meant for you.
Yes.
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 And the blessing you have lost,
yes.
And that thing belonging to you,
yes.
That the enemy has taken away,
yes.
And given it to his children,
yes.
Let that blessing,
yes.
Expire,
yes.
In the life of the children,
yes.
But let it come alive in your life.
Amen.
Let it come alive in your life.
Amen.
Let it come alive.
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 Amen.
In your life.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Dream and see restoration in your dream.
Amen. Amen.
Go and dream the dream of restoration.
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 Amen.
Whatever that was taken from you, right from the day you were born,
and
your star
and it was Roma
was stolen, your blessings
was
swapped.
Yes, it's saying
your star
was Roma.
Dark shadows was cast on it.
So
that it should never shine.
I expire
those powers.
Jesus.
Any power that is hiding you,
yes,
from being recognized and identified, let that power expire.
Jesus,
expire.
Jesus,
expire.
Jesus,
in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let that power expire.
Amen.
Let that power expire.
Jesus.
Let that power die.
Amen.
And let your star shine.
Amen.
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 In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Our last prayer. Our last prayer, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
We lead the victory banner.
We lead the victory banner.
Against blood testing demons in the land.
Against blood testing demons in the land.
Blood testing testing demons.
Demons
that are sucking blood.
Demons that are sucking blood
during this season. Demons that are sucking blood.
Demons that are sucking blood.
We set the victory banner.
We set the victory banner
of our Lord Jesus Christ against them right now. Let the cross swallow them.
Let
the power of the cross swallow them. As we clap our hands, let the power of the cross swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Swallow them. Blood testing demons in the land. In the land, in the land, during this time,
in the land, yes, blood tested demons, let the power of the force swallow them, 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 let the power of the force swallow them now, swallow them now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of
Father, I secure everyone that is connected to this house.
Amen.
Including those who follow us online. I secure them with all the elaws.
Amen.
every soul in this church.
Jesus.
Including our followers and partners.
Amen.
I secure them with the six E-laws. The law of exchange.
Amen.
The law of exemption.
Amen.
The law of escape.
Amen.
The law of elevation.
Amen.
The law of exit.
Amen.
The law of entry.
Amen.
The law of enforcement.
Amen.
I secure them with these laws.
Amen.
I secure them and their families.
Amen.
Against blood testing demons.
Jesus
name. Accident causing powers.
Jesus name.
Father, I declare and decree, let the victory of the cross secure the atmosphere and the environment.
Amen.
Of this nation, Ghana.
Amen.
And let the power of the cross swallow these demons, swallow
Jesus
these powers,
name.
Locate them. Whatever any of these wicked things and evil is going to happen, let the angel of the power of the cross appear there.
Jesus' name.
Let the grounds open and swallow them.
Jesus.
Let the grounds open and swallow them.
Jesus.
Let the grounds open and swallow them.
Amen.
Let the grounds open and swallow
Amen.
Them.
Jesus' name.
I liberate your people.
Jesus.
I secure your people.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.